story, and then just like in his early 20s, Pio wakes up to the music of Wagner. And he sees Wagner and his friends, Liszt and others, sponsored by rich people, walking around in parties and castles and speaking big words and playing the piano and setting up their operas, ba-boom, and reading Schopenhauer, The World as Will and Idea. Yeah, these were the artist, intellectual, philosopher, high culture circles in Europe back then. Up there in the Alps and fields and mountains and up in the Nordic countries. Here, art was being created, not by some little fiddling on a sitar or a flute, but big orchestras, powerful works of art stemming from the Renaissance masters. And the great European tradition, superior culture, but the power Pius walking, talking to himself or to his God, the power there was the, as I see it, the start of mass media. Well, it had been started by Mr. Gutenberg, who invented something called the printing press. And here are these men sitting sometimes alone with their piano, and sheets of paper and pens. Made gorgeous concerts and operas that were performed in palaces and grand theaters. Filled with the top rich and powerful people of the country. Yes. And Pio has grown out of that same tradition, and he felt it now in his body and mind. Something great is to be created. And now, the opportunities for that. Are infinitely bigger. You can today create something. Piece of art, music, whatever. Why not an opera? Graphic novel. A novel with music to it. And set it up not on a little stage in a little city, but on the big global stage of online media. He couldn't understand how even so few of his friends could see the opportunity. Here, tell your story in whichever way you are good at and prefer. And now we have Pio in one of those big halls, a party there with the cultural elite of Sweden. And he's waving his glass of water and loudly proclaiming these words for everyone to hear, all of you artists, all of you who have something to say. Something to inspire, to give hope, to give wisdom for us to live by and be happy. All of us. And then he sits down and he plays a song that he has written on his guitar. The same as John Lennon had. but his sandpapered off that. Paint, stupid fellow. But now, all you fine people, listen up. And those who want to clap your hands or dangle with your jewels. So here we have our Pio back at home, looking at that cover of that book, The World is Will and Idea by Schopenhauer. And he had mentioned Schopenhauer in the book he himself has written and is now working on. Because in those days, back in those days, they had something that carried their societies, that made them strong at the foundation. They had culture that didn't just mean fame-hungry, quote-unquote, artists. Who did anything for name, fame, and profit, and glory. It's the same old story. But the philosophers at the center, not just the, again, fame-hungry so-called scientists. Who do and say anything for the Nobel Prize. And for entering this heaven on earth. Whether it's Dævisvarga or Bílasvarga, he slips in. Now he's back in that big hall there among the people. And as he could actually do in his young days, when he got a little bit drunk, not too much, he could become an entertainer, could stand on stage with a couple within his shirts, as they used to say in his hometown. And act it out, and that's what he's doing now. Again, Mr. Wagner stands there behind him. Cares about his old fans. And yep, so something is up. Something is up here, Bea thinks. That's what I'm challenging. False culture. Fake artists. Fake scientists. All just doing cheap tricks. To make ends meet. And he sees himself walking out there, standing out there, Jesus walking into the temple of Jerusalem and beating them with canes. The charlatans. And those over there from the religions, take one, you too. And even a little one at those big swamis and the Vyasa Sons of India. Get down on the floor and let's do our job. Humility. Remember. Das ano das. And he's just walking back and forth in his little apartment. And it's January 26th. The snow is falling outside the window and it's... It's a good old Swedish winter with snow on the trees. Giving nature, including the humans, time for peaceful rest. Stay indoors, at home. Do your winter work. And yes, we are peoples. From all over a small world. And we're all different. And we should just be where we are, be who we are. But be real. See how nature works and how we are parts of nature. Our mother. Not some bitch to be conquered. But a mother to be loved. Feeds us, takes care of us. And again, he's out there. This time, maybe not in that funny party hall, which he doesn't like much anyway, but on the media, everywhere. And it spreads, and the other ones, they do the same thing. You have so many voices. It's dharma. It's karma. It's eternal youth. They fooled us. We never die. We just change bodies. Hey, it's wonderful. It all doesn't just come from nothing. This is all God's Leela play, and we are part of it, and it's all about having fun and living in love. And create beautiful things together. Do wonderful things together. You see, I'm in the story now, so it's a graphic novel format that you have seen here all the time. And when I'm speaking this, because this is the speaker into the iPhone here, talking. And I'm thinking here all the time in terms of that graphic novel. So here we can see different people popping up. It's old Hare Krishna, some this and that, from blacks and whites and whatever. And each one says one of those things. And yes, a revolution. So we can have some old Hare Krishna Sankirtan voted end of this, standing up. Yes, it's time for a revolution in the heart. Revolution of consciousness. Let's be again the good people that we actually are. Yeah, most people down here on the ground, walking around here among us, are actually nice people, can relate to this, right? So we got the grassroots rising, and yes, but it's not angry faces. It's happy, nice, but determined faces. And and then the astroturfers stand over there. No, this you're bad, and it should be war, and it you should follow us, and they are evil. Oh, look at this Hitler mustache, and so on. Who are they? Oh, they are the astroturfers. Used to work cheap tricks, you know. Let them. Let them go on. And then we're walking down the Queen's Street of Stockholm, and the Hare Krishnas are doing Hare Nam there. And then you pass one of those astroturfers who stand there, and we dress her him up, or they, just like the Christian groups there. I can't resist. You know, the Bible pounders. So go on AstroTurf or there. With those, just look it up in your favorite AI or whatever. They're almost controlling the world right now as this is being spoken. But it's time for that revolution in our heart. And again, Pio is walking there. Going back to nature and reality and truth and science that is not serving the power people, saying what they are told to say, or religions, or whatever. So they are now rising, the people, the green, the real green grass of the earth. Less now, all the people are saying, grassroots there, astroturfers, that's not grass, it's just plastic, fake grass. So they roll up their pieces of fake grass and go home. While the real grassroots people stand there, yeah. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to live in truth myself. I'm not going to eat the crap. They try to feed me with. Or inject me with, or drink, you know, this kind of. I'm not gonna buy the stuff that kills animals, or forests, or destroy nature, or enslave people. Yeah, we're just gonna get aware. And then this group there is formed, not by some little cultish leader, but by those grassroots. Yes, we call ourselves the awares. Here you find us. And there could be a website called The Awares, and on that one it's just, you know, sign up with your email here and whatever happens here happens. And you're part of it the way you want to be. And Pio returns for a little while to Wagner before getting into work himself.